Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A woman was arrested for murder after she said she accidentally stabbed her husband. Now, the stabbing death occurred on June 25th, but a medical examiner's report recently ruled the death of 40-year-old Brian Fedanian as a murder. Detective said that the wife and suspect, Rachel Fedanian, gave several inconsistent statements about the events leading up to the stabbing. One of them involved a lot of dog poop, believe it or not.
Really? Dog poop caused this?
Yeah. According to the arrest affidavit, Rachel gave two different explanations during the initial 911 call. She said that she was holding her dog while doing dishes and then ran towards her husband, slipped, and the knife entered his shoulder area. Later in the call, detectives said she explained holding her dog when slicing pizza. She went to talk to her husband, tripped, and accidentally stabbed him.
Now, yeah.
Officials
were buying all of them.
Providing medical care, detective said Rachel explained that she was slicing a pizza she had just cooked and noticed her dog had defecated on itself.
Mm-hmm.
She went to clean the feces with the knife still in her hand, but she slipped on the dog poop and fell on the victim.
All right.
Brian.
Okay, later, I'm buying all these.
Later died in the hospital. During the investigation, detective spoke to Rachel. She provided yet another account of what led up to the stabbing death.
But the dog picked up the knife and came at her?
No, she told them that she woke up around 8 a.m. to cook a frozen pizza for herself and the victim.
Uh-huh.
The victim was sleeping on the couch, and she ate half of the pizza. Later, she said she used a fillet knife to start slicing the other half of the pizza for the victim when she heard the dog whimpering outside. She said that she observed orange feces covering the dog.
Oh, no.
So she picked the dog up and brought it inside. The dog began urinating and defecating on itself and the living room. She asked the victim for help, but she tripped on the rug, fell forward, and ended up stabbing the victim. Detectives said they found no signs of feces or urine anywhere in the house.
Hey, is it possible she just murdered her husband?
I think it's just possible she murdered her husband, and that's ended up what happened there. I was laughing at this story last week. Steve and I were in the office beforehand. Uh-huh. I love this. Some people think the world revolves around them, or at least that's what the evidence points to. An anonymous member of a Facebook neighborhood group posted a lengthy complaint that has since gone viral. This person has gotten a little upset about this. The individual writes, Hair Northeasters. I guess that's their neighborhood. I don't know. Lately, I've noticed that the sidewalks have been littered with acorns. As a competitive barefoot runner, this makes my training sessions very difficult. I'm not sure if many of you have stepped on acorns with no shoes before, but it is quite painful. So this is just a friendly reminder to please keep your sidewalks clear of any acorns or other debris that might injure those whom are active members of the barefoot running community, including myself.
I would
hate to have to complain to the city about this.
Uh-huh.
So just wanted to give everyone a heads up. And then it says peace and love. Commenters quickly replied to the barefoot runner. One wrote, if only there was something you could put on your feet to protect against acorns and other debris. And another person wrote, run with a leaf blower. Eventually, he reported the entire neighborhood group for cyberbullying, of course.
Of course, cyberbullying.
Could go to a track.
Yeah, you could do that.
You know, they don't have any trees around where acorns would get on the running surface.
Dear neighbors, I like to push my face down the sidewalk slowly. Could you please make sure it's clear of acorns so it doesn't scratch my face?
Yeah. All right, now, I need to check the validity on this story, but it seemed like it came from a reputable news source.
All right, even if it, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, a 32-year-old Erie, Pennsylvania woman has been killed after an overdose on meth caused her to insert a gas pump nozzle into her hiney and begin pumping gasoline.
Pumping gasoline.
The woman,
I thought we were talking like an air hose.
Who is yet to be formally identified by authorities is believed to have a record of multiple drug offenses in Pennsylvania. Officials who are involved in the investigation believe the latest incident was caused by the woman overdosing on meth.
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm going to laugh.
Could you look up that Nick and see if it's real or not?
Let me ask you something, just because I need to know this.
Mm-hmm.
High test?
Oh, I don't know.
Or just the economy?
It was like 93 octane. She spent a little extra money. According to witnesses, the woman ran across
several
lanes of traffic to the gas station and grabbed a pump nozzle before pulling down her skirt. This can't be real. You have to pay for it first.
No, it unless she swiped your card, Preston.
Before it would even turn on.
You are right about that.
Let me put in my zip code.
Yeah,
all right. Now I'm good to go. Now I can begin pumping gas into my ass.
Horrified motorists look on as a woman proceeded to pump the gas and apparently...
Hey, how are you?
And apparently said, oh, that feels good.
Hey, I think it's going to be a good one today. Good weather, huh? As she's there with the pump in her butt.
Dude, it feels so good.
So good.
So she is said to have called out to the onlookers who were too shocked to attempt to stop her.
Did they say why the onlookers were shocked, Preston?
I think because she
Dude,
was...
Dude, it feels so good.
So she was pumping the gas into her butt. The woman continued to pump the gas until the cashier activated the emergency stop. She later collapsed onto the ground, and paramedics were soon on the scene to provide assistance.
If I fill up my ass, I get a free 16-ounce coffee.
However, the gasoline had flooded the woman's internal organs after it was absorbed through her, and the gasoline entered her bloodstream and had a toxic effect, shutting down key organs, a doctor said.
Okay, so it wasn't a drug overdose then.
It was a gas overdose.
Yeah. But the meth made her do
this. Do you know what apparently. The bitch was, though? She fills up her ass at that thing and then leaves her ass there and goes into the convenience store.
Right.
Instead of pulling her ass over into a spot.
Come on, man. I don't know if it's real or not. Nick's looking it up. You can't find it, can you?
No. It seems legit. I mean, it made it to a legit news site, CBS News 10.
Click on the their logo, Nick, and see if it goes to a legitimate news site. So
yeah.
You would think there would be, first off... I mean, those nozzles are fairly large.
Okay, well, anyhow, let's just live with that one's real.
You okay? Know what? And this is a cautionary tale. Don't do that.
Yeah. All right, and then one last story. A Missouri man who started his own religious ministry has been charged with illegally circumcising two teenagers.
Listen, I'm not good at this. I'm going to be the first to admit it.
47-year-old Curtis Abbott has pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of child endangerment and 1 count of unauthorized practice of medicine or surgery. How messed up is this?
I think my mistake was using a spork.
A hearing is scheduled for next week. Many details in the case, including a motive, haven't been made public because the case was handled by a grand jury.
Here's my motive. I wanted to remove the foreskin.
Abbott founded an organization called Restore Bible Culture. Court filings in his divorce finalized this summer say that he has had, quote, multiple prophetic communications.
Mm-hmm. Or pathetic.
Or pathetic, yes. Abbott admitted his ministry has had...
Perform circumcisions.
Has had several false starts in years past.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
An Australian mother thought her baby was going to die when they were pelted by hail after becoming trapped in her car during a supercell thunderstorm that wreaked havoc across Queensland's South Burnett region. Fiona Simpson was driving home with her 78-year-old grandmother and 4-month-old daughter when the rain started to roll in. Ms. Simpson said that she had not heard the warnings but knew that she needed to pull her car over when the rain started getting heavy. She said, I couldn't see in front of me. I couldn't even see the line on the road. She said the next thing she heard was a large bang. The back window had blown out.
Holy hell.
And all this rain started coming in, and where my daughter was, the back window was just open. It was gone. It was so scary, but there was no time to be afraid. It just all happened so fast. So the quick-thinking mother leapt into the back of her car and acted as a human shield for her baby. And it was hailing, like large stones.
Well, it blew out the windshield. It had to be pretty formidable.
So I looked down, and I could see that she was screaming, but I couldn't even hear her. That's how loud it was. And so this is a picture of her shoulders, if you guys want to see.
Yeah. Welcome to Australia.
Yeah, how badly she was beat up from the hail, man.
Jesus.
After another window smash in the front of the car, Miss Simpson moved to try and help her grandmother, but both women were pelted with large hailstones. One of the storm cells passed Miss Simpson, drove her badly damaged car to once it passed, she drove her car to a nearby home and screamed for help before the residents called an ambulance. Once paramedics arrived, she went into shock and her whole body felt numb. She said, it wasn't until I got in the ambulance that I realized that if I didn't do that, my baby could have been seriously hurt or killed. Anything could have happened.
Yeah, it really hurt.
Her grandmother spent the night in the hospital after most of the skin from her left arm was shredded.
Whoa!
While the other was left completely black from the bruising.
I've had enough of Australia. We're moving to Florida.
Miss Simpson. Miss Simpson had significant bruising to most of her body, but her daughter had small bumps on her. Despite the terrifying ordeal, the mother said that she would not hesitate to do the same thing again.
Well, that's mom of the year right there.
Yeah, isn't it wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she managed to survive and save her baby.
Jesus.
A gender reveal party reportedly ended with a brawl outside of an Ohio Applebee's when customers and staff argued who was responsible for cleaning up confetti.
Not Applebee's.
Yeah, and a gender reveal party. Cops responded to the Applebee's outside of Cleveland after a fight that began when the group was told to use confetti poppers, were told to not use confetti poppers inside the establishment. The manager had notified the group of about 20 to pop the confetti outside so that other customers would not be pelted by the decorative paper.
What did I tell you about the confetti poppers?
But when the blue confetti was blasted all over the restaurant's sidewalk and cars, the manager asked the group to clean up the litter. And that's when the partygoers started yelling and throwing menus at employees. Some of the members began screaming, "I'm going to beat your ass," and telling the hostess they were going to, quote, F you up.
Wow, at a gender reveal party, huh?
They also allegedly failed to pay the bill of $31.81.
Don't Applebee's employees wear a bunch of flair?
That I'm not sure.
And isn't that flair connected with pins?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you don't want to piss those people off.
It was unclear whether the group of 20 paid any other bills at the restaurant that night.
I think confetti poppers are good for one thing and one thing only, and that's when people hold them upside down and pop them right into their
They're nuts?
Drum.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yep.
A man who police say was run over with a lawnmower while trying to kill his son with a chainsaw has had to have his leg amputated.
See, that's poor planning.
This is in Tennessee.
Yeah.
A warrant for 76-year-old Douglas Ferguson couldn't be served until Tuesday because of the severity of his injuries.
So I was trying to kill my son with a chainsaw, and then a lawnmower run over me.
Officers called to a home on June 28th found Ferguson bleeding from his leg and head.
Ah, my leg.
A preliminary investigation indicated that he had tried to attack his son with a running chainsaw while he mowed the yard.
Looks like a sweet old coot.
Detectives say that the father and son had an ongoing feud. Ferguson is charged with attempted second-degree murder and violating probation. It's unclear whether he has a lawyer to comment on his behalf or not. It's how do you, you know, with a lawnmower?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
But don't they have, like, automatic shutoffs?
They do.
I don't know.
I disabled it.
Yeah, so apparently
you know,
he is.
I'm smart.
I mean, I know three people who have run themselves over with lawnmowers.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. The second you release on my lawnmower, the second you release the handle, it stops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Gina Lyons and Mark Lee from London got so wasted on their honeymoon that they made the spontaneous decision to buy the beachfront hotel they were visiting in Sri Lanka.
Wow.
During their three-week backpacking trip in 2017, they hit it off with some staff members at the rustic location in Tangal on their first night there. After drinking 12 glasses of rum, they found out the lease was nearly up on the hotel, and they agreed to take it over for three more years, which cost them about $40,000. They ultimately, drunkenly, agreed to pay about $20,000 in the first year and pay the other half by March of 2019. The couple reopened the 7-bedroom bed and breakfast they named Lucky Beach Tangal at the end of July after about $8,000 of renovations, and business is now booming, and they've since seen a steady flow of customers.
Oh, that's great.
Don't tell me it's not a wise idea to drink excessively.
So they were drunk, and they bought the hotel, and it's doing well for them. All right, we have time for one more story, and then we have to wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A man who spent $10,000 on his dead neighbor's savings of his dead neighbor's savings on pizza has been told he faces jail.
How did he get this money?
Robert Sharkey was convicted on 11 charges last month after failing to report the woman had died and then stealing from her. The judge said that he had committed a wicked series of offenses. These included using one of Marie Conlon's debit cards to buy almost $10,000 worth of pepperoni pizzas.
That pizza.
It occurred when he lived above her apartment. The judge said that this was disgraceful behavior. It confronts every feeling of right-thinking people. The court heard that 68-year-old Marie Conlon died in January 2015. She was described as an extremely private person who made little attempt to keep in touch with her family.
All right, so made her a perfect mark.
Sharkey has admitted that on October 2015, but this was spontaneous on this guy's part. He noticed Miss Conlon's mail piling up in a communal area, and so he kicked in her door. He saw a handbag and money and told police that he took around $100 because at the time I was worried about money, he said. As for discovering her remains, he said he did not call police because he was worried about calling them. He had been on probation after previously being convicted for disorderly behavior. The court heard that Sharkey memorized the details of Miss Conlon's bank card and had a later one issued to her address 5 months after. Every day, he bought a 9-inch pepperoni pizza with anchovies and 2 cans of juice to be delivered to his own address in the same apartment.
Yes, and 2 cans of juice, please.
Listen, and the staff at the pizza company were so used to this that they referred to him as, quote, the fish guy.
The fish guy.
Because he always had anchovies on his pizza. You ordered
we're looking at a picture of this guy. This is the perfect example of a guy who wears a suit once to appear before a judge. Look at that tie.
When police officers entered Sharkey's apartment, they found piles of empty pizza boxes from his online purchases with Miss Conlon's bank card details.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.